Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen around the world in the chat room and on the phone, welcome to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Well, the time right now is about 3:03 on the West Coast, and it's about 6:03 on the East Coast, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And always push 1 so you can get in the queue and we can answer your questions. Our website is the Essence of Success, all one line, .net. That's the Essence of Success, .net. One question per caller, please. So everyone gets an opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Time to time, we'll have other guest psychics joining the show, of course, to share their experiences and gifts. Now, the chat room isn't open right now, but Miss Nina is on her way, so just be patient. In the meantime, you can just call in and get in the queue while you're waiting for Miss Nina. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, right side of the page, scroll down, Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and if you're on the East Coast, we can accommodate your time frame. Spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show. Every Sunday, you just might learn something new, and if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do, huh? Okay, well, let's do some announcements. First thing, full moon is today, and it's in Scorpio. Oh, boy, this is like truth or dare time. Let me just read a couple of things about this full moon in Scorpio. It's an ideal time right now to play the game of truth or dare. If you've been keeping a lid on your emotions, well, it's professing your love to the object of your desire or unleashing pent-up frustrations. It's a time to get confessional and a bravely venture into the unknown. While the illuminating full moon is beaming into Scorpio, which is ruler of secrets, Luna reveals all of the secrets we've been keeping, including hiding your own light under a bushel. This is especially true for Aries, Leo, Virgo, and Libra, as these signs have either been embroiled in drama or have ignored relationships that need nurturing or have been avoiding dealing with the problem that needs attention as soon as possible. This awareness can stir up a lot of deep, intense emotions that disrupt the laid-back Taurus vibe. This full moon brings attention to the subtle undercurrents and energies playing out in all your interactions. Let's see, what else can I tell you? While the Scorpio full moon encourages you to express yourself and begin a complex transformation, the Sun in Taurus wants to block your progress. With the Sun in Taurus, we're not so interested in being transformed. We're perfectly comfortable as we are. Thank you very much. But deep down, we know all too well that nothing in life is permanently. Any recent anxiety you've been feeling will vanish and you'll enjoy a few days of calm relationship. Now, Sagittarius, Capricorn, and Aquarius will thrive by following their intuition, while Gemini and Taurus should focus on cleaning their cosmic houses to find balance and always a way for new people and partnerships. With the full moon in Scorpio, this is an opportunity for Scorpio-born people to drop their aloof acts and open up to new relationships and possibilities. They may even find themselves in situations where people in their lives confront you with your own shadowy side. So, yep, that's it. So, like I said, a little bit about this full moon, this in Scorpio. It's like if something was hidden, the truth is now going to be told. So just think about that. Ha-ha. Okay, so as I told you, the full moon is today. Now, some good news. Starting next month, again, we're going back to the ninth caller. May is Mother's Day as well as Memorial Day weekend will be coming up. So every ninth caller will get a one-hour free reading. How about that? I know you guys enjoy that when we bring that up. So, and also some more good news is starting next week. Now, we're just trying this, y'all. We'll do the Sunday show, but only for an hour. We're going to do psychic readings Monday and Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for 1 hour. So we're just trying it out. We're just trying to fill out the public and see how things are going. So next Sunday, yes, we'll have psychic readings, and we'll also have psychic readings Monday night and Tuesday night. So mark that on your calendar, Monday and Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Okay.
Dennis?
Hello?
Hi, Dennis.
Oh, hi, Nina. You made it.
Yeah, I did make it. I'm sorry for being tardy, everyone, but we have running around to do. Lennis, why don't we just try it on Monday night and see what happens?
Okay.
Yeah, let's just do Monday night and see what happens. And if we don't get very many callers, then we'll try on Tuesday night. We'll see how it goes with our listeners and just see which night they prefer.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. So we'll still do Sunday. I'll do that because I know you're going to be out of town. So I'll do that for an hour. But on Monday night, it'll be me and Nina both. So for 1 hour from 6 to 7. So next Monday now, not this Monday, but next Monday. Oh, also, everybody, the horoscopes are up on the website. I will tell them next Sunday because it'll be the first Sunday of May. But they're up now if you want to read them. And also predictions for the second half of the year. So do go in there. It's in blog news, theessenceofsuccess.net. Click blog news and you'll see the I think horoscopes is in reading. I'm sorry. The horoscopes are in reading, but predictions, I think, is also there. So just check that out. Nina, you got any birthdays or anything to bring up?
I do indeed have something to bring up. On Tuesday of next week, it is my sister and my brother-in-law's anniversary, and I believe it's their 32nd anniversary, if I'm not mistaken. And then on Thursday, it's my sister-in-law, Jim's sister, and her husband's 44th anniversary. So happy anniversary, both of them. I love you guys very much.
Yes, okay. Happy anniversary. Go ahead.
I would just like to tell everyone, Holly, who is sometimes our guest psychic, spent the weekend with me. It was a very enjoyable weekend. We got a lot of hugs in, and, yeah, we had a great time.
I am so glad that Holly came up to visit. How neat is that? I can't wait for me and Anna to come up. It'll happen soon enough. I just want to come up to your house and sit back because you're one hell of a cook and eat till they roll me out your house. Just roll me out. I'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, let's see. I have a birthday, Mr. Carl Mack. Happy birthday to you. His birthday was yesterday. And just Miss Byron Butler. happy birthday to you. And Marilyn Reese, happy birthday to you as well. Miss Sharon Williams. John Sataki, classmate, happy birthday to you. And Jeanette Hamilton, happy birthday to you. Okay, that's all my birthdays.
All right, happy birthday, everyone. Happy anniversary, everyone.
Yes, yes, I'm telling you. It's a good day in the life, folks. It's a good day. All righty, well, Miss Nina, we ready to begin, young lady?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Our first call is area code 551. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, this is T again.
Hi, T. How are you, young lady?
I'm pretty good. I'm just calling about relationships.
Okay.
What about them?
I want to know, do you see anything new starting with me as far as, like, I want to say dating, not even relationship, but meeting someone new that I'm interested in?
Did you just get out of a relationship, T?
I did, and it was a disaster, and we have to go to court.
That's why I was feeling that depression. Okay, because while you were talking, I got depressed real quick. So now I understand. Okay, this is from your past relationship. So that's a done deal. You're done with that, right?
Yes, yes. But we have to go to court so I can. How do matter of fact, how do you see that situation as far as, like, me and him having to go to court and things like that?
All right, T, if you want. But one question per caller, so which question do you want asked, the relationship question or the court question?
Just how everything's going to pan out as far as this between me and this. Well, you know what? I want to know if somebody new coming in.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. Yes, and this man is behind the scenes, but he's waiting for you to, his energy is telling him, he's waiting for you to finish this past relationship, and then the man will come about. But it's like energy there that the universe can't bring him in until you complete this process with your past relationship.
Like,
and then the guy's there. It's that quick.
Is he like... Do he live where, like, I'm at, or is this, like, another state?
No, I see him in your area, in your community. Yeah, this man is in your area.
Okay.
But the universe isn't going to release him to you until you complete this. It's like a cycle, almost, like I'm picking up between you and this past relationship. Once you complete that, then the guy's going to pop up like popcorn. You know, okay, you're done with that. I'm sorry?
Well, it's completed. It's just we have to go to court because I went to do a restraining order. And instead of doing a restraining order, they ended up taking an incident report, and that's not what I wanted. So now it's like now the court is involved, and we just trying to, like, I'm just trying to put that behind me so I can, well, I already started moving forward and going on dates, but I just want to make sure nobody gets arrested and stuff like that, and that's it.
No, I just, for this relationship that's coming up, I'm not seeing anything bad about the guy. But he won't come forward until you finish it. So, yeah, you may be finished in your mind, but the energy and the vibration that you two are experiencing between each other, once that dissolves, then the light will come on, so to speak, and this other man can come into the picture.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in the community. I see he's tall and he's thick. You know, he looks like a football player and he's tall. But, yeah. He'll come afterwards. So at what time, I don't know, because that depends on you and your timeline. So when you complete the other, then, like I said, it's going to be like popcorn. It's almost like you walk out the courthouse, and when you turn the corner, there's this new guy.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even know what's going on with that. That does make me depressed because this is the first time that I ever experienced a guy putting his hands on me like that. So that situation makes me really upset.
Oh, and it should.
Unfortunately, we have to move on. Good luck with your court, and get that over and move on, and that new fellow will come into your life.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to say a quick prayer, and I want you to stay on the line and hear this, T. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to do this prayer real quick. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We release all karmic density from our past, our present, and the future to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our will be done. Okay, I hope that helps. All right, next caller, area code 2, there we go. Area code 201, welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose, how you doing today, young lady?
I'm good. I'm calling to get your guidance.
Okay.
I have been thinking about going to take a class, but I really don't have the money for it, but I think it will improve my career. So my question is, do you in fact see me taking it, and do I have to take a student loan to go there, and would it improve my career if I did?
That's a whole
okay,
pile
what is your career? Go ahead, Nina.
That's a whole pile of questions. Which question do you really want us to answer?
Well, it's all about the class that I'm taking, or I want to take.
Okay. What field are you in so we can concentrate on that?
Well, I do administrative work, but this class is totally different. It would, like, change careers, but I need your guidance. I don't know if I should go ahead with it and borrow money and do it, or if it will help me. You know,
what
I know it's a lot of questions, but it's all about the class.
Okay, Rose, what class is it?
It's in criminal justice class.
Okay.
Okay, now they're telling me yes, but I'm getting a crisscross like an X, like you're crossing paths. Maybe that's because you're changing your career. But I get yes. Go ahead, Nina.
I also am getting a yes, and the cross is because the administrative will help with this other course. That's why the cross, because both of them are intertwined. So you are going to find it very helpful that you already have this administrative background. So yes, for sure, take this course. I see you doing very well at it.
Will I get aid to pay for it, or would I need a student loan?
You know what? There's a government thing, and I'm going to tell you, can't think of the title of it.
I applied through the school, but it's not enough.
No. You don't apply to the school. This is a government loan for college.
I applied already. Applied already for the school.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And so you already applied for your government loan?
No, it's a grant, but it's not enough. And I'm wondering, is it worth it to take out a student loan? Will it benefit me? You know, I don't mean to confuse things, but
No. Yes, it'll benefit you. Yes, and it's good. Nina and I both told you yes. Yes, take the class. If you have to come up with a subsidized money, I'm sure that somehow can be worked out too.
All right. Subsidize.
And you said you've already put in a loan, because there's one, if you don't make too much money, the government will pay like 2/3 of that class
that
in the books.
That, but it's not
okay,
enough.
Okay, good.
So I may need to take a loan, but I wanted your feeling on that.
Well, yes.
Well, I would. You're trying to improve yourself to do better, right? So, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It shouldn't be a big loan because, like I said, since you applied for the government loan, your part of it, it shouldn't be that much for which you have to pay. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And the just one more thing. The biggest hurdle you have is you. You're the only one stopping yourself from doing that course. It's a go as far as Lennis and I can see. So you are stopping you. Go ahead. Take out the loan. It will get repaid fast enough once you get a new job.
Yeah.
And don't be so down for crying out. Smile. Laugh at yourself.
Oh, who wants to borrow money? I don't really want to go that route. I thought I would get more money from the government than they're offering me. So,
like I just said to you, you are causing the blocks. Nobody else. You are causing the blocks. Okay, then. Put a smile on your face and go for it.
All right. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling, Rose. All right. Next call, area code 310. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Lennis. This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing very well. I have a really quick question. I have this wonderful opportunity to sign with a modeling agency, and two of them actually want to sign me, but I've been meditating on it and weighing the pros and cons of both of them, and I just wanted to see what spirit was picking up between the two of them.
Oh, no problem. I did this for a male model about a couple of years ago, and I told him he was going to Dubai. Do you know he called into the show from Dubai? He got the job.
Oh,
I remember.
Wow.
Male model, yeah, because
awesome.
He couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
He told me, he says, Dubai, why would I go to Dubai? But his agent or whatever told him to go over there, and sure enough, the young man went over there. He called me from there on a Sunday show and made mad money.
That's awesome.
So tell us the two agencies, and we'll see which one you should go with.
Well, this is more fitness modeling. It's not in more print work. But one agency is called Ideal, and the owner, her name is Honora. And then
the
other.
No, we just want the name.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's Ideal Modeling is the first one, and then the second one is MPM Modeling.
Okay, let's see here. MPM.
Yep.
What did you get, Nina?
I got exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I got MPM. So scratch Ideal off. You're going to go through MPM.
So I'll get more work with them. That's what I...
Right, and things will go a lot... Yeah, they'll go a lot better with MPM. I feel real good about that particular company. I do. The other one, no, nada. But I feel good about MPM. You'll be successful there. Only thing I want to tell you, stand your ground. Don't let them do anything that you feel uncomfortable about. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to make money. You're going to make money in modeling stuff. But just stand your ground. Like anything in life, sometimes they ask you to do something that's out of character or something you wouldn't do.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Stand your ground. Yeah.
Okay.
As far as that.
I will.
Anything from you, Miss Nina?
I'm
sorry. Go ahead, Brittany.
No, I said I was going to say I've had companies in the past who have tried that, and I had to let them go. I had to leave.
Okay.
So you're right. You're right.
Very good. Very good. Okay, Nina, go ahead.
Yeah, they're going to offer you a fairly nice contract.
Very lucrative.
Yeah, make sure you get that contract. I would have somebody else help you read it over. I don't think you need to have a lawyer involved because it's going to be pretty straightforward. But make sure you get everything you want.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I will. Both of you are the best. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome, and congratulations. We're wishing you the very best, Brittany, and we'll be looking for you on the billboards, girl, or in the magazines. All right. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. All right. Next call is area code 510. You're on the air with Lenna Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand. What is your name again?
Tasha.
Tasha? Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. T-S-H. Okay, Tasha, welcome to the show. What can we answer for you today, young lady?
My question is, when do you guys see me and Harry getting close?
I'm sorry?
And when do you see me and Henry getting close? Like, what month?
You're here. I'm sorry. I'm not understanding.
I want to know when do you see me and this guy, Henry? His name is Henry. Getting close, what month?
Oh, okay. Getting close. And his name is Hearing?
Henry. Like King Henry?
Harry.
Henry. Oh,
yes.
I couldn't understand the word you were saying. Henry. Okay. Oh,
yes.
Wow. Sorry. I just couldn't understand that. Okay. If you're going to get close. Okay. Concentrate. Tasha. Henry. He's in the business or something to do with business because I see intellectual properties. I don't know why, but yeah. So he's definitely a businessman. You know, you're what he's looking for in a way. It's something about the mildness or balance in your temper, temperance.
Uh-huh.
He likes that in you. It's almost like a balance. I don't want to say like a Libra because, no, I'll just say a balance in your spiritual and your being. And he does like that about you. Let's see. What else? Oh, he wants to date you several more times.
Oh.
So he's interested in getting to know you. Yeah, he wants to date you several more times.
Okay.
Yeah. Friendship is important to him. So I would tell you to keep... Yeah, friends first, and then, you know, if you guys decide to take it to the next level, then, you know, start your relationship, you know, where it's really strong then. But right now, just enjoying, the friendship. Yeah, he finds you a fascinating woman. In fact, amazing sometimes.
Aww.
So, yeah, he's definitely interested in you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Give him a chance.
Where you see our friendship comes closer? We're like kind of distant right now.
Well, that depends on the two of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that depends on the two of you. It can be yes. I got a yes. But still, you know, it depends on you two how the relationship goes. So, yeah. But from my standpoint, I'm just saying give him a chance. I'm feeling good about this for you. What are you picking up, Nina?
No, I'm picking up, he really values friendship first, and then it will go into more than that if that's what you want.
Yeah, I do want more than that.
Develop into that.
Yeah, you guys are already starting to be friends, and he is really enjoying the friendship end of it. So, keep this up and I'm friends first, and who knows? The sky's the limit there, girlfriend.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Girl, you know you got to call us back, Tasha, and let us know what's happening.
Okay, I will.
Okay, well, enjoy your week, and thank you so much for calling.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to a free psychic reading Sunday with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. So you know you're always welcome to go in there and ask questions as well. Okay, next caller. Area code 630. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Lisa from the Midwest. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show. Doing great. And yourself?
Oh, good. You guys seem so on target with things. Well, anyways, I hope you had a nice holiday season. And I just thought I'd call back because you seem like you're kind of on target with what you say.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I had one question. I know we're allowed just one question.
Yes.
So, you know, my parents' estate was going along and it's about ready to close. And then the last thing left is division of property, like clothes and stuff and things in the house and then selling it. And the one sister that's causing a lot of problems is still causing problems with the final thing, the sale, like she's mentioning. She might not agree with everybody else, and her percentage is very little. You know, I think people would probably take legal action that have a very large percentage, more than me. You know, I think you probably recall I didn't have a large percentage. And there's another bank involved that holds trust for two children. So do you think that she's going to pose or cause any further problems at the end with the sale of the home?
Oh, yeah, she's a stinker. While you're talking,
so
the angels are telling me she's a stinker.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think will happen? Will the bank end up selling and we get this done? Or what do you see happening with that?
Yeah,
Go ahead, Nina.
The legal end of it, she has no recourse, actually. She is going to cause trouble. But legally,
yep.
She can't. So, yeah, it's gonna proceed. But she is going to cause a lot of heartache for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Like,
so
verbally.
Basically, just don't get involved, though. Just let her do her BS talking because she's, you know, she's
yeah.
a psychopath. And just keep
yeah.
on going on. Division of property. And then let her say, oh, I don't like these appraisals. They're not enough. But in the end, it would cost her so much money legally to try to
That's
stop
right.
it. And get
yeah.
and get like the house deeded over. I mean, people would file lawsuits, and it would probably stop it in court. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, she, like I said, verbally is going to cause problems, but legally she can't. She doesn't have the money, or
that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her husband won't let her. Is that correct? He's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is he, like, really sick of her? Is he really sick of her now? She's a very cruel person. Does he, like, even like her? Or is he thinking of divorcing her?
I don't know. That's a second question.
That's
we can't
okay.
tell you on the first
okay.
one. Go ahead,
so
Nina.
So see the house going through?
Oh, yes, it goes through. But if you want a second question, you can call back, and maybe we'll get to
okay.
you before.
But, like,
okay.
do you see it happening later this year, though, like the final sale, or next year,
oh,
early
yeah.
winter?
No, it will be
November.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Then.
I might call back for
yeah,
another
November.
Question.
It'll be
but
a
I
done
probably
deal.
Won't. I probably won't call back. I'm just going to ignore her. Just keep on doing what I need to do, finish division in the next 3 weeks, never see her again, and just go through the bank and be as polite as possible and just finish
yeah.
my stuff and just don't ever talk to him. Just finish my stuff and
yeah.
go to the court once more to close it. And, you know, they're closing the estate on Tuesday. Just show up in court, sit in the back, and shut my mouth and never talk to her again.
Yeah.
Because
she's
sick. She wants attention. She's a psychopath.
Yep. Yeah. That will cause you less heartache. So just let her be her normal little bitchy self and let
yeah.
her draw all
How
the
do people
psych-
turn out that way? How in the world? I hadn't talked to her in 25 years, but I never realized that there could really be such sick people.
Oh, there's
How could
all
we
kinds
put Trump
of-
in office?
Yeah, you're right. There are some. There's not that many, though. Do you agree? There's mean people, but really sick Hitler-type people. I mean, there's not a lot that cause deep ruination. There's not that many, thank God, because if there was, you know, I basically think people are good. And, you know, there's a lot of kind people that have problems out there and a lot of things have happened to them in life. But there's not a bunch of really cruel people. That's my opinion. Not so nice people, but not so cruel people. You know, there's not that many. There's many more maybe not nice people. They've chosen that path. But really cruel, you know, they are few and far between. And most people just run from them because, you know, you smell just, you know, bad karma and bad vibes, and, you know, they're toxic, you know.
Yep.
Do you think there's a lot of people like that? Do you agree with me that you got to still have faith in mankind? Like, I don't believe, like, there's a ton of really, really, really cruel, mean people. I think a lot of people.
Let me put it this way. Ignore them. Put up a wall between them and you, and just spread love and light, like Heather is saying in the chat room right now. Spread love and light, and the more you spread, the better your part of the world will be.
Yes, and your karma, it all comes back even without wanting it to. Just love life, love people, and, you know, just be a good person, you know.
I'm going to listen.
God bless you both. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for calling, Lisa. All right. Okay, and let me just put a shout out there to Heather. Welcome to the chat room, and Heather, we always enjoy you. So thanks for being in there with Nina. Okay, next caller is area code 863. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, ladies. This is Julia.
Hi, Julia. Good afternoon.
Well, thank you. Well, I have a question. I'm looking to relocate this summer, and I've got a couple places in mind. And basically my question is about which one is going to be, like, the best place for me to go. You know, I'm kind of starting over. So the two places are Wilmington, North Carolina, and the second one is Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay, the first thing that came up with my angels was west. Which one's west? Okay. That's what my angel said, even before you said anything. They said west. Lennis, what are you getting?
I got Wilmington. Is that west? No, that's east. West would be Chattanooga, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
North Carolina's on the east coast, so.
Before, that's why I called you guys.
Yeah, so Chattanooga, Tennessee is west. I tell you what, I feel a good environment out of Chattanooga. If that's the same one that Nina's picking up, I feel a good environment. I feel warmth and spirituality.
Well,
what are you picking up, Nina?
That's exactly what I'm picking up there. And that's why I think, like, either or would be good for you, but I think the one west is the one that you should go.
Yeah, me too. I vote too. For Chattanooga. Yep. I'm with you on there.
Okay. You know, it's so crazy because I had been thinking Chattanooga all this time, and then all of a sudden that song, Walking in Memphis, starts going off in my head. So I'm thinking, okay, so maybe Spirit's saying, you know, maybe there's a third option. So it's further west than Chattanooga. So maybe
that's down the road. It's really good. Yeah, go ahead, Nina. It's really good, Chattanooga. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel your spirit is going to be so light and happy, and I just see everything positive in Chattanooga. You're going to really enjoy your life there.
Oh, that's what I want. It's like a fresh start for me. So, yeah, that's exactly what I want. Awesome.
Oh.
Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. I've enjoyed listening to the show.
You're most welcome. Did you want to continue to listen, or you want to hang up?
I'll just listen through the computer. I'll go ahead and hang up on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling, Julia, and we're wishing you the very best.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great week, ladies.
You too.
Okay. Next caller, you're on the phone with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello,
you're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Tamara. How are you?
Hi, Tamara. Doing fine. And yourself?
I was just wondering if you... I'm good. I had a reading from you years ago. I don't know if you remember me, but it's been a while. And when I seen you on Blog Talk, I was like, I need to call her back because she was so good back then.
Okay, well, thank you. What can I answer for you today, me and Nina?
Okay, can you tell me what you see coming up for me, maybe in my love life?
Oh, sure.
True.
Now, you're not involved with anybody, and you didn't just break up with anybody, did you?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
I'm
good,
single.
Good. All right.
Lannis, I'm picking up, too.
Woo-hoo. Hey, now. Go ahead with it, Mina.
Yeah. Right away, the angels told me that there is two gentlemen coming, and they are gentlemen. Yeah. You're gonna have fun, my dear.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Lannis, are you picking up anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to locate those two guys so I could give her what they look like. You're right, it is. God, I see business suits.
Yes.
Woo woo.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Man, these are professional men. Okay, making money.
Yeah.
Wow, why am I picking up Holla in August, Nina? About her, something about Holla, but it's good. It's almost like a party, a celebration, engagement, wedding, something. Why am I picking that up in August for her? It's like Holla, she's got all this all in 1 month. It just kind of hit her all at once. I mean,
yeah,
it's all good. My God, it's just fantastic. But
yeah, because I have a niece getting
up,
married,
Nina,
in September.
This is August.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. I'm picking you up in August, but it's really good.
Okay.
I think you're going to have an announcement, Tamara, in August. And it's
what
going to be about your love life, but you're going to have an announcement to make.
All right now. All right. I got your website. I'm going to be calling you. I'm going to be following up with you on this reading.
Okay.
Yeah, now Nina told you there's two of them. So I got good vibes off both guys. Like Nina said, you're going to have fun. But, but they're telling me in August you're going to make an announcement. So, like I said, I don't know whether it's a wedding, relationship, or an engagement. But, yeah, so this guy's coming up soon.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna definitely follow up with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for – yeah, you're most welcome. Thanks for calling, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. Next call. Area code 229. You're on the air with Lannis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, Lannis. Hello, Miss Nina. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Oh, hi, Melvin. Long time no see.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing? Me and Nina be asking about you, wondering how you are from time to time.
Yes, ma'am. I did go to the doctor, and they did say something about that I had like a fluttering type heart. My heart beat real fast. So I remember you were saying that something wrong with my heart. But
So what do they think, that you have a heart murmur, or just it beats off balance or something?
Yeah, irregular heartbeat,
irregular heartbeat, okay. Well, I'm glad you had that checked out. I'm sorry that happened, but, I mean, I'm glad you checked it out, you know.
Yeah. But my question is, I just want to ask about, I did apply for my disability 3 months ago, and I just got a letter last week, and they denied it. So my attorney told me if they deny to just let him know, and he'll take over from there. So I think I filled some paperwork out wrong or something, but what do you all see of the outcome of that?
Melvin, it's standard procedure for the government to deny you a couple of times before you're accepted, because they want to see how serious you are about this. So if your lawyer says he's going to take over and he'll reapply, I am sure you will get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lannis, you picked up the same thing?
Yeah, he's going to get it. I had saw it before, but it's you know, the time frame. It just takes a minute, yeah. And Nina's right. Have your attorney, because they do. That's just how they do. They'll turn you down a couple by the third time you start getting your checks. Have him right. to pick up the banner now and deal with it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you have copies of your paperwork when you applied, Melvin, let him see that as well.
Okay. Now, the letter that they sent me, they told me not to reapply, just add to it so we won't have to go back another 3 months and start the process all over again. But they told me to just continue to try to answer the question why it was denied.
Okay.
And go from there. So,
yeah, okay. Let your lawyer handle that now, Melvin, and you help him answer that question, and he'll send in the paperwork. And I honestly see you getting it with the second try.
Okay. And is there a time frame that you might be picking up?
They're telling me up to 6 months.
Yeah, because I'm picking up December.
Yeah,
it's like when they'll probably not release it, but okay it. So it may not, your checks may not start until January 2019. But I see in December that, they're showing me it's a done deal. It's a done deal in December, so it gets approved. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, the government timeline isn't like ours.
Yeah. It's crazy. That's from the time already it's already been 3 months, so it's gonna be up. It's gonna be about what, 4 more, 5 more months.
Yeah, it'll be December, but because your attorney's gonna reapply again, so that's why I said it'll be December when they go ahead and approve it. But your checks won't begin until January. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be great for me, even though they have to go back and do a back pay on it. But I think you get a lump sum or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the check chart. That's how it works.
Yeah. You got anything more, Nina?
Nope, that's all I got. Just hang in there, get your lawyer to answer those questions, and you'll be getting some checks next year.
Yep,
okay.
You sure will. Yeah,
thank you.
You'll be cleared. Oh, you're welcome. Keep in touch with us, Melvin. You know we'd be praying and thinking about you.
I definitely know what I'm telling you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you have a wonderful week. I'm glad you called.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, next call. Let's see. Come on, it's not clicking. There we go. Area code 541, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello, hello, hello.
541. 29 a.m. Fifth, it's
5:29
a.m.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, good, you're still there. I went away for a moment. Are you there?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we're here, ma'am. Who's this?
Okay, this is Anna. I'm hearing you on the computer, so it's kind of delayed. And
you got to turn your sound down, your radio or your internet or your phone. Turn the sound down because it reverberates back to us.
You could hear it? Okay, because it was you. Right. Okay. So my name is Anna. And I'm hoping you can see a situation in New Mexico where I'm trying to get a house rented out. And I thought I had somebody, and just yesterday he told me that renting someplace else after we were already in the process of checking out his references and everything. And I got back to him, and he goes, oh, I emailed you that we're going. Oh, I never saw that. So...
Okay, so what are you asking? If you're going to get that house rented out in a short time?
Yes.
And it's in Mexico, correct?
New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay, New Mexico. All righty.
Okay.
I got a totally blank board. Nothing, just a black board. You and Nina?
The number three is, picking up the number three. So I don't know what that means. I don't know whether it's third person to look at it or 3 months.
Oh, God, I can't wait 3 months. How about 3 days, 3 weeks?
It could be, but that's all I'm picking up is three. Now, I don't know whether it could be the third person to look at it in within.
Well, there's already
been
more than three people looking at it. So.
Well, then the third person that's looked at it is going to come back.
Mm. Okay.
Or it could be 3 weeks too. All I got was the number three. Lennis, are you picking up anything now that I've said that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, but that's all I'm getting is three. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not picking up anything further. I don't know whether you're blocking us or something is blocking us on this one.
Totally blank, nothing.
Mm.
Well, at least you were able to give her something. So, Anna, I would think whatever three may be to you, to check it out. Yeah.
It doesn't really have anything specific for me. Do you see anything happening? There's a situation with the propane tank, and I was getting somebody in to clean out the septic system, and it turned out that the propane company had positioned the propane tank on top of access to the septic, so they just removed the propane tank, and now somebody has to go in to dig to find where to be able to clean it out and then reposition the propane tank. But that has to be, the propane has to be hooked up before anybody could move in. The septic was not an issue other than maintenance, but now that the propane is gone, it has to be done before anybody could live there.
Well, that's probably the problem right there is that propane tank. That's more than likely why we're not picking up anything is because you have a problem that needs to be fixed before anything can happen.
Well, can you pick up on how long that'll take to get fixed?
I don't have anything. Nina?
No, I don't have anything either. Push for it. That's all they're telling me. Push. Push. So push for
mm-hmm.
it to happen. Push for
yeah.
it to happen.
The town that it's in, I mean, it's stupid enough that the people put the propane tank on top of the septic system, and that's the kind of thing, that's why I left there. I just got tired of stupid things, you know, that one thing leads into another that never gets anything done, and then you have to fight to get it fixed, you know. Like, okay. But I still have the house there and try and keep it rented before I could sell it, because right now it's not worth selling. So, all right.
Okay.
Tell me. Okay. You see any love life coming up for me? Anything you can tell
That's
me?
That's a number two question.
Oh. Yeah,
that's a number two question.
I
I'm sorry,
come
I couldn't
away
pick
with
up anything.
Feeling something, you know, knowing something, anything. Okay.
Well. Well, Nina told you three. So whatever that number is going to resonate for you, 3 days, 3 hours, 3 weeks, 3 months, just remember the three. So whatever happens, three will be the number. Maybe the third person that goes to look at the house will be the one that rents it. So, yeah. Okay?
Okay. Too vague.
All right, Anna. Thank you for calling. Have
mm-hmm.
a wonderful
Bye.
Week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Area code 307.
Yeah, James is just walking around in it too.
Okay, I dropped that call. I don't have time. Area code 0. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Oh, I was just on with you, Linus. This is Lisa. So I'm waiting.
Oh, okay, Lisa. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll put you back on hold. Area code 541.
That's me again.
Okay.
Go down to the second.
Let me get way down. Yeah, 630. Okay.
Yeah.
630, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Do you want me to ask a second question? This is Lisa.
Oh,
no,
God. No. It went to the top.
Okay.
Area code 630, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Dion from Chicago.
Dion?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Dion, D-I-O-N?
Thanks. D-I-O-N-N-E. Okay.
Oh, Dion, like that. Oh, okay. That's different. All righty, young lady, what can we answer for you today?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I want to know, I know I have to work on myself, like always a work in progress and stuff like that, but really just wondering if you see any new relationship coming up. I don't have a boyfriend, and I haven't had one in a while. So I'm just wondering if there's any romance coming my way.
Okay. The first thing the angel said as you were talking is to step out of your own way. I don't know what that means, but they said step out of your own way so that the doors can open and everything start coming to you. I just saw a blue light. There's a change. Yeah, there's a relationship coming in the future, but there's a change coming about. Blue can be very good and cool.
And it's Nina's favorite color.
Mine's too. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I'm getting, Deanna. The angels are just saying for you to step out of your own way for this to transpire, to start happening. So are you putting up blocks, or is your criteria too high for what you're looking for in a man?
No, actually, I'm working on myself because I'm trying to get my health more in order as far as, like, for a while, I was kind of not wanting to have a boy because I wasn't feeling comfortable with my size and my shape. And so I'm working on changing that. That's why I said I know I have to do some things to work on myself so I feel more comfortable in order to be – I have to come correct in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I know – I just want to make sure that, like, I'm on the right path. I don't expect miracles like it's going to happen tomorrow, but –
Yes. Are on the right path.
Okay.
Yeah.
Build yourself up and know that you are so worth whatever life is going to give you. And you are worth it, and keep working on that and make sure that you feel good about you.
See, now that's what I've been working on. I just want to make sure that I get myself physically. I know that they can be beautiful, and I'm not saying that, you know, being curvy is necessarily incorrect. It's just I'm out of proportion with what my normal I'm used to, and I am working on myself. And that's probably what the angels are saying, like maybe I don't have to put up such a – maybe somebody would like me a little more curvy. I don't know. I never dated anybody like me, so
– Well, let me tell you this, Dion, because I don't want you to feel bad about yourself. I used to tell people when I was heavier, I may be big as a house, but all my rooms are in order. You get my drift? I'd laugh too. But also I look at it's not your size, it's your mind and your heart and your spirit. And it's true that there's someone out there for everybody. That's the God's truth. It is. There's someone for everybody. I'm going to tell you, some men like heavy women. Love them to death. Some men don't. Okay, you want the little trophy thing? That's fine. But there's someone else that's looking for a woman just like you, Dion, and to love and to cherish and take care of. So I just want you to think about that. I don't want you to beat up yourself and like, oh, God, I need to lose 50 pounds and blah, blah, blah. Nope. Lose your weight as you go, but still, like Nina said, think highly of yourself. I love myself, I forgive myself, and I'm on point. And, you know, so I want you to think about that.
Okay.
You're still a beautiful person inside and out, and that's what they're going to be looking at first. You know, a guy can be with a woman that looks very pretty and have a number 10 shape, but have the most ugliest personality and character. And another woman could be heavyset and think less of herself and not realizing that she's just the person that someone's looking for because of her mind and her heart and her spirit, not the size of her body. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And you don't want anybody that's that shallow, that they need to have a 10 or somebody that is what all the models think, a skinny little thing or whatever.
I do agree with you on that point. It's just like I'm used to just being like a certain way and really active and really, you know, no health issues. And then I don't know. I just got
and you will be
off the beaten path.
And you will be. No, you're not on the beaten path. You're in the correct lane. You are traveling down the correct lane. Stop it. You're doing.
Okay.
Do you know how many people don't even look at themselves, honey? And I'm not talking about physical.
I
mean, look at you as a human being, who you are in this world and your purpose. You are doing that right now. So I'm proud of you for that. And continue on, but never think less of yourself. And you do what you do to make you feel better. Put a smile on your face. That's perfect, because the same smile that's on your face, you're going to put it on somebody else's. And they will get that energy and vibration off of you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let us know. Call me and Nina from time to time. Let us know how you're doing, Dion, okay?
I sure will. Thank you very much, ladies.
You're welcome.
And have a wonderful week. Okay, next call. Oh, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. We've got lines open, so please call in, and also the chat room is open, and we've got Nina and our special guest Heather's in there. So call in. Lines are open.
Oh, and Sister Teresa is also in there with me.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Sister Teresa. Oh, that's wonderful. Glad to hear it. Okay, area code 845, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
My name is the Semyon Zelina. We got it, the Semyon. I wanted to ask you, Kyle, they give a job, and they're going to work together with my daughter.
Okay. Is who going to work with your daughter, Simone?
His name is Kyle.
Tyler. Is Tyler going to be working with your daughter? What are they in a workplace, or are you talking about a relationship?
No, I'm talking to work together.
Let's work together. Okay.
Oh, just working together. Oh, okay. And what's your daughter's first name?
Catherine.
Kathleen? Okay.
Kathleen. The name
okay,
of the
Tyler.
Person is...
I'm sorry, you want us to concentrate if Tyler and Kathleen are going to be able to work together, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, the first thing that I'm picking up right now is that Catalina gives Tyler a headache. So I don't know how well they're going to work together, but she gives him a headache. Maybe because she doesn't understand some of the things he's saying or what he wants done. He feels like he's fighting against itself for her to understand. Your daughter, she's stubborn sometime?
Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. They'll work together. I mean, well, they'll work together, but he feels like he, I'm going to be honest with you, Tyler feels like he's fighting a losing cause because he's not getting through to her what he wants her to do. So I would say, are they able to work together? Yeah, but I don't think it'll last long. I think it'll be a temporary thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, wish you the wish your daughter the very best, but only thing I'm going to say about your daughter is maybe she needs to just stop, look, and listen. You know, just sit back and listen to what he's saying or what they want done, and I think she'll do better that way.
Okay, thank you. That's a good idea.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a wonderful day too, Miss Moni. Okay, next call, area code 509. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello. So I have two questions, and I don't know
you
if
get
it's
one.
Possible to.
Okay. What's your name?
That's kind of hard to pronounce. Let's say Rain.
Okay.
R-A-I-N.
Rain is good. Okay.
Rain is
That's
good.
That's fine. Go
Thank
ahead, Rain.
God.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So, Can I also ask for the timeline, or it's just a general question?
You can. It depends on your question. We can give you a timeline. What's your question?
So I want to know, I have two. I'm kind of trying to decide. I don't know if I should ask for the timeline.
Just ask the question.
Which is the most important? Ask the question
okay.
that's most important to you right now.
Well, both of them. One of them is for the education, the other one is for the life. I want to know which one will come faster and whether it's going to happen this year or it will happen at all or not.
Okay, for education, are you talking
the,
about school?
Yes. Yeah, the acceptance
okay, college?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay, and the timeline you're asking about education is when are you going to start college?
No, whether the college is going to accept me this year or next year.
Well, that depends when you put your paperwork in if you're accepted to go to college. I'm not understanding.
Right. Okay.
Once you put your paperwork in to go to college, they're going to accept you. Why wouldn't they?
Right, because I need to have a – that's fine. I don't want to give details on that. That's fine. I'll just ask the other question because that's easier. There is a significant other that I'm waiting for. I just want to know the timeline on when he would come.
What's his name?
I don't have his name.
Oh, you're waiting for this guy to come?
Yes.
So you don't have a guy right now?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Whoa. Yeah. You're really scattered. Really scattered. Like, I can't narrow anything down.
And I'm picking up confusion.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, totally scattered. It's just, holy cow. Yeah. You need to ground yourself is what you need to do. You need to take a deep breath and ground yourself. Because right now, I'm picking up just like a scatterbrain.
Okay.
Yeah, and I picked up confusion when I tried to ask about that in a timeline, and all I got was confusion. Like, well, what's going on here?
Well, maybe the good answer for me with that would be that it's not really possible to say. I don't know. Maybe I just have to wait for it. I appreciate it, though.
what it is that you have not, in your own mind, narrowed down what you want in a significant other. I think that's what the problem is you yourself don't exactly know what you want. You're not sure about college. You're not sure about what kind of significant other you want in your life. And that's why we're picking up scatterbrain and confusion. So you need to, so maybe that's your answer right there, is you need to work on yourself and get yourself to a point where you are feeling great about yourself, and then things are going to start opening up for you.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thanks for calling, Rain, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, lady.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, callers, but sometimes this happens to us. It's just that you are not positive on what you really want, and the ink can't break through that. And neither can we.
No. No. Because we want to get an understanding and clarity and a clearance to be able to read.
Yeah. I know I got a real headache from that last caller. Like, my head's just a pounding now. So, yeah, I'm going to just take a deep breath and, yeah, then we can carry on.
Okay, me too.
All right.
All righty, next caller. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dejan.
Hi, Dejan. Oh, I love that name. How are you doing today, young man?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, all right. And what can we answer for you?
I just wanted to know if you see me getting a job offer between now and the end of next month.
Okay, job offer. And what field are you in, Dejan?
I'm in the field of film. Right now I'm going to college, and I'm going to college for film right now. So I just ran into someone from my past, and they were kind of talking to me about an idea of me and them working together. So I wasn't really sure if that would lead to a job offer or not.
Oh, okay. Well, let me just ask, because you're in the film industry, so. Let's see what's coming up. Oh, wow. Whoa, whoa. Hold on, angels. Wow. It's coming fast. Not commentary. What is that? Documentary. Whew. Okay. Documentary and what else? Community. State. Oh. State training. Ooh, boy, that came fast, Dejan. Number one, they told me a documentary. If you wanted to work on a documentary, you'd do very well at that. And the next one was, I can't remember. I wrote it, and I don't even stand a camera. Well, the third one I wrote was the state training films. Believe it or not, I know it sounds crazy. It's not the entertainment industry, but training films for the state, they would use somebody like you, definitely. You know, film whatever that they're learning. And, you know, like a tutorial, okay, but
yeah.
Only a person in a particular position, you would film that, like as to be a director or a safety person, whatever. Okay, that's for the state. Documentary they're showing me is it's about people. That's what I'm seeing, but God, homeless, there it is. Whew, God, come on. Sometimes I get information, it comes so fast, and I'm trying to retain it. Okay, a documentary on homeless. Now, I don't know if that means in your area or on the National Register, but that documentary will do very good, okay? You working for the state doing training films will be very good. And I'm sorry, I can't remember what the second one was. It just came real fast. When you do, they're telling me when you do with the partnership, make sure that the contract has everything in it that you want. That's what they're telling me. Everything that you want, whether it's the hours, the pay, or the people that you want to use to help you technically, a crew, cameraman, whatever, all that in your behalf is in that contract because you want it to benefit you. And also to look good on your resume for filming, right? Yeah. Let's see what else.
Well, let me talk here for a minute, Lennis.
Go ahead.
The angels are telling me for you to contact your friend. You get a hold of him, and you will start working with him within 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Okay. So, yeah, contact him. I don't know whether he's lost your contact information or what's going on, but you contact him, and then you will be working.
All right.
Okay.
And you got two ideas already, so I hope you wrote those down, you know, because you might even want to, discuss it with him. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk to him about that for sure.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let us know how you do. But, yeah, looks good for you. Looks real good. So, well, thank you, Dijon, for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you a lot.
Okay. Have a wonderful week. You're most welcome. Okay. Well, unless someone calls in the next 5 minutes, we're almost at the close of the show. We're going to close it out. Oh, I really enjoyed today. This was a good show. Thank you, everybody. Like I said, from around the world or in the chat room, Heather, Sister Teresa, thank you for being in there with Nina. It's just a beautiful thing today. I'm really enjoying. Anything else that we need to talk about, Nina?
No, just be aware of the full moon over the next couple of days. And, people may be kind of throwing things at you verbally. Make sure you put a white light around yourself and white light of love, and you'll get through it. But just be aware that things could happen.
Yes, because we're in Scorpio. So as I stated earlier, it's like truth or dare. Something,
yeah.
Secrets are going to come out. So if something's been hidden from you, it will come out. And let me tell you, it already started because for me yesterday, I mean, I had to go to a funeral. And afterwards at the reception, boy, did I find out a couple of things about my family. Shocked the heck out of me. But anyway, so, yeah, it's already beginning. Secrets are being unveiled. So, yeah, prepare for that. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. It could be a good thing. But the truth is going to come out. So,
yeah.
Let's just put it like that.
I see tempers are a little short right now. Be aware of that as well. So watch how you speak to others as well.
Yes. Yes. Amen. That's the truth for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Miss Nina, I guess we can close her out. What you think, young lady?
I think we should close her out. Heather says, great show. And she said she'll watch out for this week.
All right. Very good. And Sister Teresa, too. I hope you watch out. Be careful in your going and coming and stuff. So, yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed the show today. It was really good. So don't forget, you guys, now next Sunday, we'll just be on for an hour because we're going to come back Monday night at 6 p.m. So just remember that, you know, see how it goes, like Nina said. Because summertime, you know, you want to get out and enjoy the weekends, too, like you guys. Yeah,
good.
So, and again, thank you, Heather and Sister Teresa in the chat room. Well, Miss Nina, you know, I always let you close it out, so go ahead, young lady.
All right, thank you, everyone, from around the world in the chat room and live on air with us. Thank you very much for this wonderful show. Surround yourself in the white light of love and let that love spread around the world. Thank you, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Oh, Listen, and In the Studio is back. I almost forgot to mention that at the beginning of the show. So I'm back to In the Studio on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Okay. All right. Thank you, Nina.
Good night, Lana.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.